calling Lake charges of attempted murder, pointing a firearm, discharging a firearm and uttering threats have been laid against a 28-year-old Calling Lake man in relation to incidents that led to an officer-involved shooting in the community August 26. An RCMP media release from September 28 reported Athabasca RCMP had laid the four charges against Riley Logan, and he had been remanded into custody and is scheduled to appear in Athabasca Provincial Court October 5. As this matter is now before the courts, no further details can be provided by the RCMP, the release stated. A previous media release on August 31 from the Government of Alberta on behalf of the Alberta Serious Incident Response Team, ASIRT, which investigates officer-involved shootings, noted the investigation into the circumstances that led RCMP members to discharge their service weapons as ongoing, but that a .22 caliber rifle was recovered from the scene. Athabasca RCMP retained the investigation into the conduct of the man before the officer-involved shooting occurred, which resulted in the charges filed against Logan. RCMP were called to a Calling Lake residence shortly after 8 p.m. August 26 in response to a possible shooting. An August 27 media release from RCMP said a woman was allegedly shot and brought to hospital before they arrived. The man was then tracked to a different residence, at which point local officers requested the assistance of an emergency response team and police dog services. As described by both police and an independent witness, over the next approximately 2 to 2.5 hours, a man with a gun repeatedly exited the residence, fired shots and then returned inside, the ASIRT release said. At approximately 10:52 p.m., the man came outside the residence again. A confrontation occurred with police during which officers discharged their service firearms, striking the man. The man fell, then got up and entered the residence. The officers then entered the residence, found him injured on a bed, and administered medical assistance until EMS arrived. He was transported to a nearby hospital, then airlifted to an Edmonton hospital in critical condition.